New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is slated to present his first state budget proposal Tuesday, and there's competition for his tax revenue proposal coming from a fellow Democrat, State Senate President Steve Sweeney. Joining me with details is John Reitmeier from NJ Spotlight. John, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Governor Phil Murphy campaigned on a millionaire's tax. It was a campaign promise, and he still sees it as the best way to generate revenue. What are the features of it?
So basically, the proposal that was discussed during the campaign would be New Jersey creating a new top-end marginal income tax rate of 10.75%, and it would only be levied on all earnings over $1 million that someone would have in a given tax year. Right now, the top-end income tax rate in New Jersey is 8.97%, and that starts on anything you earn over $500,000. The projection was it would create about $600 million in new revenue for the state budget.
Now, let's note that a newly released Rutgers Eagleton poll finds that while New Jerseyans feel they are already overly burdened by taxes, they do support by about a two-thirds margin this call for a millionaire's tax.
Yeah, this issue gets polled pretty regularly in New Jersey, and the results are usually pretty consistent where voters say, I'm personally overtaxed, but I have no problem with you hitting those who are doing pretty well.
And indeed, Steve Sweeney was for this plan before he was now against it. How did his perceptions evolve on the matter?
So the big factor in Sweeney's eyes was the federal tax changes that occurred at the end of last year and the way that that sort of interacts with the structure of New Jersey's income tax. And also another key feature of the federal tax overhaul was the loss of the full deduction on your federal taxes for what you pay state and local governments. The big one in New Jersey is property taxes, where we have the highest property taxes in the nation. But for those upper income earners, losing the full deduction of their state income tax is also a big hit. And so the concern would be some of these millionaires would look to live maybe even just half the year in a day in another state like Pennsylvania or Florida that has a lower state income tax, and New Jersey would lose all of their revenue. And our budget in New Jersey is hitched disproportionately to the highest earners. They provide a disproportionate share of the total income tax haul than everyone else.
And so Sweeney is proposing raising that surcharge from 9 to 12% on businesses with more than $1 million in income.
That's right. And this proposal just came forward. It generates, coincidentally, about $650 million under the Senate president's projections. And it's a similar concept, right? You will hit the highest earner, just instead of doing it on the personal income side. He's suggesting that New Jersey jack up the rate on the corporate side on businesses that are making more than $1 million annually.
Does that come with a risk, though? Only Iowa also charges businesses a 12% rate.
That's absolutely the warning that the business community has issued, that New Jersey has to consider itself in a competition with other states in the region, and even nationally, if you think about this nationwide attempt to bring Amazon's second corporate headquarters. And so the business community has cautioned leaders like Sweeney to say, you really have to put these changes in the context of how it works out regionally, because businesses, especially those with high earnings who would have a lot to lose, they might say, you know what, we're better off just moving our shop to Pennsylvania, or, you know, maybe we should go to New York.
Does politics come to the fore to the extent that, again, Murphy campaigned on this issue and might not want to be seen as a new governor as going back on one of his strong pledges?
I think it would be a challenge for him to be convinced that this is something that he shouldn't do, especially given those poll results that you cited earlier. I mean, he seems to have public opinion behind this.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
John Reitmeier with NJ Spotlight on NewsWorks Tonight.